The Star brought us this very disturbing report, which it incidentally led with this morning, about what it says is the poor management that seems to have been the driving cause of 150 staff members getting the coronavirus at the Bekim Mlangeni District Hospital in Soweto. Management is being blamed after the 150 workers got ill. And of course, the acting health MEC, Jacob Mamabola, was there today to get a sense, as he was on the ground, of exactly what is going on in that hospital. So let's ask him to give us a sense of what he witnessed. MEC, good afternoon, and thank you very much for your time and afternoon drive today. How dismayed or delighted were you by what you found at the Bekim Mlangeni District Hospital today?
Well, firstly, let me greet you, the listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. To put matters in perspective, I visited immediately when I was appointed in 5 days, 26 health facilities, and I made commitment to go back to 5 of them. I've already gone to one last week. This week I've gone to the second one, which is Bekim Mlangeni Hospital in Soweto. And the purpose of the visit was really to understand what the deeper issues affecting that hospital are, as I was told first time when I went there. And it has become, and I had meetings today, first with the top management of the hospital. Then I had a meeting with all organized, recognized unions in the facility. So right. Both meetings went on very well.
What did they tell you, MEC? Sorry to come in there. Well, what exactly did the unions tell you about the situation on the ground that's led to these 150 infections? I mean, that's the last toll we've had as the media.
Yeah, well, the main issues there are, so let me just clarify that currently in the facility, there are about 7 people that are, active cases, only 7, and the rest of the people have recovered. So the hospital is running well in the sense that COVID-19 hasn't had an impact on the numbers, as only people currently are in isolation are receiving attention or treatment. One person has died in the facility, but at the core of the challenge is there. Firstly, that is safety myself. It's weaknesses in the leadership and management of the facility. Just when we were meeting with the management, it was very clear that since the hospital was established in 2014, the procedures and processes that have been followed to appoint people in the leadership positions itself. And also, it was widely reported that there's been a scandal relating to employment in that hospital, and there was a widely published report. So essentially, the deep rot that started when the hospital was being put together is continuing to haunt that hospital. And there are also allegations of corruption and counter-allegations of corruption within management members themselves. And there are also serious complaints about the quality of the infrastructure itself. And this is a hospital that was opened in 2014. You would have thought that it would have resolved many of the infrastructure challenges that are there, limitation of space. But the issues of PPE, there are also conflicting views where the workers have actually indicated that there are shortages, no proper distribution, small space for storage, and therefore these items being daily consumption items, they tend to finish quick. So the other thing that I found in this visit that was very worrying and disturbing to me is that the CEO that has been put on precautionary transfer to a district office, who was under investigation purportedly for about 60 days, that has expired, the period has expired, and by operation of the law, the CEO is back, has effectively started work this morning, and there's not been communication with any of the senior head office personnel about that. So, and the person has not been cleared on the merit of the allegations that first led to a process of investigation. So that was also a very worrying observation. And to that extent, I have made a decision, which I'll be processing tomorrow and Monday, that that hospital requires a comprehensive, detailed, thorough assessment of the historic challenges and problems, and so that it can be founded on a proper, solid footing, and it can function as expected. I must commend the staff, the frontline staff, that's continuing to look after patients, that's continuing to focus on its work, even with the challenges that are there, particularly within the senior management and leadership of the institution.
MEC, it sounds like you have a regular laundry list there to actually take care of. It sounds like this hospital is a complete mess. And you've got to naturally approach this from a multi-pronged perspective. I'm running out of time here, but can you just briefly tell me what your priorities are going to be in getting this hospital back on track?
Getting this hospital back on track is two things. It's urgently and promptly constitute an investigation that will go to every aspect, including the competency profiles of the leadership of that hospital. Are they having the relevant competencies to lead the hospital? So that for me is the 80% factor of sorting out that hospital. We have to sort it once and for all for over a sustainable period of time so that those problems don't continue to rear their ugly head and linger on from time to time and affect good quality health service to the patients.
Thank you so much for your insights there. Acting MEC for Health, Jacob Mamabolo, who was at the Bheki Mangeni Hospital in Soweto today.